The federal government could be attracting the best and brightest candidates. But there are critics who say that the hiring process is often the greatest obstacle to that. Well, now there is a new collaborative effort that aims to fix it. PDRI, Humro, and Aon Consulting all joining forces to create the Alliance for Hiring Reform. Dr. Elaine Palacos is with PDRI and serves as a spokesperson for the Alliance for Hiring Reform. We welcome her to the show this morning. Good morning, Dr. Palacos.
Good morning.
Tell us about the Alliance for Hiring Reform. What is this going to do that hasn't already been done by other groups that have taken a close look at this?
Well, a couple of things. First and foremost, we think that there's a gap in the knowledge that the government has about how to use effective assessments for hiring. Because compared to the private sector, the government really hasn't used formal objective assessments to the degree that the private sector has. And our companies, PDRI, Humro, and Aon, have all had a great deal of experience implementing quality assessments in the private sector, and so we'd like to bring that knowledge and experience to the government. We also have a great deal of experience working in the government, so what we want to do is bring some best practices from the private sector to the government in this area.
Now, OPM's Angela Bailey said yesterday that the test pilot would be starting at several departments to have online tests for math and writing and so forth. Is that the kind of strategy that you're talking about?
Well, and in fact, we worked with OPM on developing those assessments. And exactly, that is, those assessments that OPM are going to be rolling out are in fact the same kinds of objective assessments that we're talking about here that are really important for doing the best job at identifying good applicants and who's going to actually perform best on the job. So you might say, well, gee, if OPM is doing this, what value do you all add? And I think a couple of things. One is there's a great number of people to educate in all of the different agencies. OPM is certainly doing a great job of getting out there. But the tests that OPM or the assessments that OPM is going to be rolling out actually deal with 12 job series. And it's not going to cover every single job in the government that people are going to be hiring for, although they will cover a pretty large proportion of them.
Tell me how this is going to work. Is this more of an advisory role, or are you going to be working in a contractor position with agencies? They sort of contract with you and you help them with the hiring process. How does this work logistically?
Well, let me tell you, there's two pieces of this as I see it. One is something that we're doing that's a free service, and that is we're doing a variety of webinars. We're doing a variety of stand-up addresses, and, you know, we're willing to talk with people free of charge about their particular assessment issues, problems, and give them some guidance. And though that, so all of those things are just in an effort to educate those involved in federal hiring about the value of objective assessments. And that's what we're doing collaboratively. And then, of course, you know, if people want to contract for work, I mean, they can do that with our individual companies. But that's not the key thing that we're trying to offer here by pulling together the alliance. It's mostly just to help educate, inform, provide information, and get people up to speed on these very effective hiring tools that many of them don't know about yet.
And we're speaking with Dr. Elaine Palacos, spokesperson for the Alliance for Hiring Reform, and she's also COO of PDRI, one of the component companies. And looking at this whole picture from a little bit of a distance, why does it take so long for some of these reforms to go throughout the federal government? You would think that hiring managers would jump on them with both feet.
That's a really good question. I think that, at least in my experience, I see more energy now for getting good hiring processes in than I ever have in the past. And I hope that this won't take so long. People in the government have been, I think, burdened by the hiring processes that they've been using for several years now. You know, IT tools were implemented about 15 years ago thinking this was going to solve the hiring process issues that the government was facing. But in fact, an IT tool in and of itself doesn't produce a good hire. You need good assessments to produce a good hire. And now I think the government realizes that, and they're moving out very quickly to get them in place. OPM's assessment should be available soon. And I've never seen this much interest before in implementing good hiring tools. So I guess I'm hopeful this time it'll be done a little bit more quickly.
Speaking of quickly, how soon will this be up and running? Are you already there?
With OPM or with the Alliance?
Well, the Alliance specifically, and then with OPM.
Yes, the Alliance. We had a press release last week, so we're up and running. In fact, we're having our first webinar tomorrow, or Thursday, yes, tomorrow. And if people are interested, they can sign up for it for free at www.hiringreform.org. So we are up and running. OPM is in the process right now of getting ready to go live with their assessments. And it's both an automated platform for delivering the assessments and a series of assessments. Like I said, I believe that it will cover approximately maybe a third of the vacancies in the government. And these are cross-agency vacancies for jobs that exist across the board, like human resources, like contracts and finance, those sorts of jobs.
Yeah, because it sounds like those are the kinds of jobs that are, you know, generic. That is, they occur in so many agencies, they ought to be the quickest and easiest to fill.
They will at least... The hiring tools will have the most impact in the sense that they'll hit the most number of vacancies for sure.